Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College.
From pie charts to infographics, there are a number of ways to display information visually. But as Jeff Stanton, professor and senior associate dean of information studies at Syracuse University, reveals, when it comes to interpreting data, the eyes don't always have it.
We've heard a lot about big data recently, because the amount of information that is collected by scientists, businesses, and the government has grown exponentially. One of the tools for dealing with large, complex data sets is visualization, the process of summarizing data in the form of graphs, charts, and maps. Interestingly, however, we also use our ears to comprehend information. Technologies ranging from fire alarms to Geiger counters are used to translate data into sounds that help us make decisions and to make sense out of our environment. Starting in the early 1990s, scientists began to investigate how to translate data into sound, what we call sonification. Only recently, however, have tools emerged to make the processes of sonification feasible outside of the research lab. For example, using the R statistical program, I translated 100,000 years of ice core data into musical sounds. The higher the pitch, the higher the average temperature at that moment in geological history. Almost everyone is familiar with the basic sounds and rhythms of music, so translating data into differences in pitch and tempo is easy, as the example suggests. Most people can also tell the difference in the timbre of different instruments, such as the trumpet and the piano. What scientists do not yet know is the best way to combine these aspects of sound into an effective data display. Given the huge amount of information in the world, though, it has never been more important for us to find new ways of making sense out of big data.
That was Jeff Stanton of Syracuse University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.